The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Bible Podcast. We are reading in Ecclesiastes 2 today. I was so pumped yesterday when we read Ecclesiastes 1. It got really poetic and big and then just ended. And so I really want to dive back into what we were reading and we can talk about it a little bit. So we're going to read in Ecclesiastes 2, starting at the top of the chapter in the futility of pleasure. We read out of the NLT here at the Bible Podcast. So if you want to read along with us, that's where we'll be. Otherwise, just kick back and I hope that you enjoy this chapter of the Bible. I said to myself, come on, let's try pleasure. Let's look for the good things in life. But what I found that this too was meaningless. So I said, laughter is silly. What good does it do to seek pleasure? After much thought, I decided to cheer myself with wine. And while still seeking wisdom, I clutched at foolishness. In this way, I tried to experience the only happiness most people find during their brief life in this world. I also tried to find meaning by building huge homes for myself and planting beautiful vineyards. I made gardens and parks, filling them with all kinds of fruit trees. I built reservoirs to collect the water to irrigate my many flourishing groves. I bought slaves, both men and women, and others were born into my household. I also owned large herds and flocks, more than any of the kings who had lived in Jerusalem before me. I collected great sums of silver and gold, the treasure of many kings and provinces. I hired wonderful singers, both men and women, and had many beautiful concubines. I had everything a man could desire, so I became greater than all who had lived in Jerusalem before me, and my wisdom never failed me. Anything I wanted, I would take. I denied myself no pleasure. I even found great pleasure in hard work, a reward for all my labors. But as I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless, like chasing the wind. There was nothing really worthwhile anywhere. The wise and the foolish, verse 12. So I decided to compare wisdom with foolishness and madness, for who can do this better than I, the king? I thought. Wisdom is better than foolishness, just as light is better than darkness, for the wise can see where they are going, but fools walk in the dark. Yet as I walk, the wise and the foolish share the same fate. Both will die. So I said to myself, since I will end up the same as a fool, what's the value of all my wisdom? This is all so meaningless, for the wise and foolish both die. The wise will not be remembered any longer than the fool. In the days to come, both will be forgotten. So I came to hate life because everything done here under the sun is so troubling. Everything is meaningless, like chasing the wind. The futility of work, verse 18. I came to hate all my hard work here on earth, for I must leave to others everything I have earned. And who can tell whether my successor will be wise or foolish? Yet they will control everything that I have gained by my skill and hard work under the sun. How meaningless! So I gave up in despair, questioning the value of all my hard work in this world. Some people work wisely with knowledge and skill, then must leave the fruit of their efforts to someone who hasn't worked for it. This too is meaningless, a great tragedy. So what do people get in this life for all their hard work and anxiety? Their days of labor are filled with pain and grief. Even at night, their minds cannot rest. It is all meaningless. So I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy anything apart from Him? God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please Him. This too is meaningless, like chasing the wind. Man, Ecclesiastes is, it's really great. I have to share a story. I heard incorrect information about the book of Ecclesiastes. And so I kind of avoided reading it, to be honest. I had a friend that had read it under the wrong pretense. And like, I don't know, they were just asking some hard questions and it was making me uncomfortable. And this was years ago. And so for the longest time, I really have kind of avoided reading Ecclesiastes because I didn't really know what I was getting into. And I didn't want to like, I don't know, it's just so simple because we have the internet. Like it doesn't take much effort to go and find out what's going on in Ecclesiastes. So I went to a very trusted source and I got a lot of background and information as to what's going on in Ecclesiastes. So now all of this is so interesting to me, and I cannot wait to get to the end of it because I want to see the whole transformation process. It's kind of interesting because it's like reading a book after you've already watched the movie they made about the book. It's like, you know what's going on, but the book gives so much detail and explanation and, you know, just kind of imagery that you don't get when you're watching the movie. And so maybe that's just because I'm reading some books to my kids this summer and I'm into that right now. But it makes me excited for what's going on with Ecclesiastes as we move forward. So don't worry, things are not meaningless. It all comes to a beautiful wrap up in the end. We're not going to be reading all the way to the end of Ecclesiastes, obviously, because we're not having that many more days before we get to episode 150. But let's see where it goes and enjoy the ride together. I will catch you guys tomorrow on the next episode of the Bible Podcast. And until then, have a great one. Much love. Bye, guys. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.